This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Robin Witten, the founder and editor of Audiophile, has joined me this week, and we're getting her takes on good listens. And okay, we started off with a mystery, which you know always makes me happy, Robin.
I know, but we have to have a little variety too. So
really? Yes. Really? Okay.
So we're going to have something completely different today. We are going to be thinking inside the box. Adventures with Crosswords and the Puzzling People Who Can't Live Without Them by Adrienne Raphael and read by the author.
How is she as a reader?
Oh, she's very enthusiastic. She's excited about this topic. She's just found out so much information about crosswords and all the crazy people who do them, the history, little quirky, obscure facts about crosswords. And that, you know, that comes across in her narration. She's not a professional narrator, but she does a good job of conveying that interest and enthusiasm.
Okay, I have a tough question. But it's a sincere one. Is there enough here for a book? Or is this really kind of an article on steroids?
I was wondering, she writes for The New Yorker, and I wonder if it did start out as an article. What difference does it make? Mm-hmm. It's a fun listen.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the answer, because sometimes if it's just an article on steroids, it becomes less fun as it goes on.
You have to be pretty interested in crosswords and
puzzles. No, yeah, no, I am. Rod and I always have Sunday Times going on the kitchen table. There's one that's just there constantly. You know, he knows he's supposed to answer all baseball and rock and roll questions, and I get theater and literature.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things that Adrienne talks about is on the one hand, crosswords being solitary, and then on the other hand, is there are lots of people who do it as a group activity. So I thought, you know, just what you said, but also for all the people confined at home, that maybe you should try a family crossword, sort of like a trivia game.
It really actually is fun to do with him, especially because we complement each other.
So did you know that you were a cruciverbalist?
I did not. A cruciverbalist?
A cruciverbalist. Well, I loved it. I thought it was one of the most interesting words.
It's a great name. Yeah.
And if I had a crossword, I would use it in it.
I'm writing that down. That's pretty good. So let's hear a little of it.
All right. And this is just Adrienne telling us about some of the celebrities who are solvers or cruciverbalists.
This is Thinking Inside the Box. It's written and read by Adrienne Raphael.
Actors and musicians frequently do puzzles between scenes or sets. Kate Hudson, Natalie Portman, Dustin Hoffman, Daniel Craig, Sting, and Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor, among many others, have been spotted with crosswords. Writers use the crossword as cross-training, working on another kind of word problem to let their subconscious minds simmer. Vladimir Nabokov composed butterfly-shaped crosswords in letters to his wife. T.S. Eliot did the crossword like clockwork every day on the omnibus. "I have a completely overactive mind," poet Alice Notley told me, "and crosswords are one of the only things that relax it."
Yeah, there are a lot of people who like crossword puzzles.
Well, you can learn all about them and the history and all the little obscure things and then go racing out for the next puzzle.
Yeah, and I probably will too.
All right.
That's Thinking Inside the Box, Adventures with Crosswords and the Puzzling People Who Can't Live Without Them, like me. It's written and read by Adrienne Raphael. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Robin. Bye. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, publisher of Watership Down audiobook, Richard Adams' classic tale read by Peter Capaldi, available wherever you get your audiobooks. And you want to find out what we're up to at Audiophile Magazine, then follow us on Twitter at Audiophile Mag. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.